Out in the shallow waters of Richardson Bay is a small string of islands, the largest of which is 17 acres. They may not stand out to the casual observer, but in a bay where open marsh and beach habitat is scarce, they provide important shelter to many of our migrant and resident shorebirds and waterbirds. And come late summer, the largest of the islands will be receiving a long overdue facelift. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, it is a Rambaroo. This is Bay Birds. A Rambaroo Island, originally part of Strawberry Spit, was created in Richardson Bay in the 1960s out of navigational dredge spoils and fill from local hillside development. The island became a popular haul-out site for harbor seals during the 1960s and 70s and has been owned by Marin County and managed by Marin County Parks and Open Space, who set it aside as a preserve in 1997. Although the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary is located right on Richardson Bay, we didn't really notice these islands until the Costco Busan oil spill in 2007. In the weeks following that disaster, Audubon discovered the majority of the oiled and sick birds in Richardson Bay were seeking shelter on Rambaroo Island. This crisis highlighted just how important the island is as a refuge for birds, but unfortunately also highlighted how poor the habitat really was. Having been created solely from dredge spoils and not planted with native plants upon creation, the island is overrun with non-native invasive plants that don't provide good habitat or food resources. The facelift I mentioned earlier? Well, Audubon has been working hard with our county, local and regional water districts, and a slew of other partners and supporters to enhance the island, recreating a number of the habitats that were once prevalent in Richardson Bay, including sand and gravel beaches, high tidal marsh, seasonal wetlands, and coastal grasslands. Along with the island work, about 19 acres of mudflat will be enhanced to improve foraging and roosting habitat for all those shorebirds and waterbirds, as well as a haul-out spot for harbor seals. Some of the more common birds we've spotted using the island this past winter have included elegant terns, willets, marbled godwits, black-bellied plovers, and a slew of sandpipers, as well as a few ducks, oyster catchers, and gulls. Thousands of migrating and wintering shorebirds and waterbirds rely on San Francisco Bay to provide food and shelter during migration during their winter months here. More than 90% of our bay's tidal wetlands have been lost over the past 100 years, and although it is only 17 acres of land, to the birds it is one last remaining refuge in our bay that serves as such an important area for them. If you'd like to learn more about this project or volunteer with us as we collect bird, bay, and plant data, visit our website at richardsonbay.audubon.org and be sure to check out our volunteer calendar for specific opportunities. Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary has a new display in our entrance hallway about the project, complete with historical and project maps, and you can get a view of the island itself as well as some of the shorebirds or waterbirds spending time there. We'll also have our science staff available to answer questions and provide more information about the Rambaroo Enhancement Project at our Earth Day event on April 23rd. Come join us. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.